Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the rarest and the best in blues and rhythm and blues. Well, come right on in. Our waiter Trog will take your coat and see you to your table. If you'd like to eat with us tonight, we have an excellent kitchen. As Ronnie Scott always used to say, 50,000 flies can't be wrong. Right up on the bandstand as you're walking in the door is Billy Wright from Atlanta, Georgia, dubbed the Prince of the Blues, and this is Billy's Boogie Blues.
That alone.
Billy Wright on Savoy 715 from 1950. The Prince of the Blues. Billy helped Little Richard get his first recording contract. And here's another guy who was associated with Little Richard, or at least I think was following in his footsteps. This is Billy Lamont. The group backing him is possibly Little Richard's The Upsetters, and it's Country Boy Boogie.
Bam, I just sold a bottle and I'm ready to clown. Get me a girl and go to the hop. Then it's gonna walk in the bar, cause I'm a country boy. Ready to jump for joy. Got a pocket full of money, go have myself a ball. We went to the corner to get a soda pop. In the back of the room there was a little jukebox. The cats and kitten was rocking to the beat. I turned my gear for a 10-foot leap, cause I'm a country boy. I'm ready to jump for joy. Got a pocket full of money, go have myself a ball. Yes, on the bandstand I used to see a lot. Tight skirts and bobby socks. Hair in the streets, my eyes really bob. I saw a girl wearing those crazy shorts, cause I'm a country boy.
Billy Lamont from 1959, that was on OKE 47125. Now I'm going to play the first of a couple of unissued sides. The workings of record companies are really quite obscure, and why on earth Chess never issued this record in 1956, I don't know. It's the legendary Howlin' Wolf and Break of Day.
My getaway. Please don't worry. Please don't worry when I'm gone. Please don't worry. Please don't worry when I'm gone. You can fight back, buddy, baby. One time you treat me wrong. Yeah, if I had a fight. I got to go. Oh, goodbye, babe. Babe, I got to go. Well, I found out, pretty baby, you don't want me no more.
Break of Day by Howlin' Wolf. That was recorded by Chess in 1956. Well, now I'm going to play a track by another harmonica master that I've had the privilege of playing with over the years. This is the ever-youthful Lazy Lester, real name Lester Johnson. Lester, fortunately, is still with us. He was born in 1933 in Taurus, Louisiana, so he's getting up there now, but still playing great. This is from one of his Excello singles. This is Excello 2206, and it's I'm So Glad. Lester and I'm So Glad, the sound of the Nashville-based Excello label. It's often, to me, sounds as though their artists were recorded in a subway tunnel, but that's a matter of choice. This next artist was on the cusp of country and rhythm and blues. I guess he would be called a rockabilly artist, although he recorded a lot of material that would be outside the scope of this program. This is Boyd Bennett. It's on King 5115, and it's Boyd Bennett and the Rockets, and Move.
When I can hear that whole band roar, then I can prove.
Boyd Bennett and his Rockets and Move. I love that hand clapping on the backbeat. Well, now it's time for the rare record spot, and just to have all you collectors out there salivating, this is on the eminently collectible Paramount label. It's from the Pete Whelan collection. It's the only known copy of Piano Kid Edwards singing Hard Luck Gambling Man Blues from 1930. If you happen to turn up a copy in a junk shop, you could probably retire on the proceeds.
You tried to love me, honey, and did not love nobody else. The way you treat me, honey, you should be ashamed of yourself. My love for you was so strong, honey, that I could hardly call your name. Honey, that was a dark and dirty shame. You said you hate me, and you said you love me too. Hey, you said you love me too. But someday you're gonna be sorry, baby, that you treat me the way you do.
Hard Luck Gambling Man by Piano Kid Edwards. That was kindly provided by collector Pete Whelan and is, as I said, the only known copy. Okay, let's move over to Joe Turner now. This is Joe doing an updated version of an old folk song. You'll all know this one. This is the Midnight Special Train. Midnight Special Train, Joe Turner on Atlantic 1122 from 1957. I could have done without the choir, Joe, but the rest of it was just great, and the sound of that Atlantic rhythm section is absolutely unmistakable. Okay, we're turning now to the Imperial Record Company. It was recorded by Cosimo Matassa in New Orleans, and it's a group called Kids, and it's Drunk, Drunk, Drunk.
Oh,
kids there singing about Drunken Mabel. Well, it's about time for the Gospel Spot, and this week we're featuring the Fairfield Four. This is a group that's been in existence for over 80 years. They even appeared in the film Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. They had a cameo role in that recently, or fairly recently anyway. Fairfield Four, this is from their 50s period. It's on Dot, and it's Come Over Here.
Dot, come over here. The table is spread. Peace now.
Some sanctified singing there from the Fairfield Four from 1953, Come Over Here. Well, in case you wondered, you're listening to the Kino Club on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and I'm your host, Bob Hall. You can contact me on my website at www.boogie.demon.co.uk if you have any comments about the show. And if you'd like to become a member of Sheffield Live, which would be a very good thing to do, because this is a listener-supported radio station and we need all the help we can get. If you'd like to become a member, then contact Sheffield Live at www.sheffieldlive.org. And it only costs £10, and you can guarantee that you'll hear more of this kind of music if that's what you like. Okay, I need to leave you for a moment for these important messages, but I'll be back in a flash.
I'm a mom, so I often cheat on my husband when he's at work.
The Trackify homing tracking beacon can send instant location updates to your phone, so you know if your wife is at a rest area taking it in the can from a stranger. Trackify's innovative GPS locator chip is implanted at the base of their head, so there's nothing to lose. Get the trust and peace of mind you deserve. Trackify, love just got a little easier to keep track of.
In this fast-paced modern life, sometimes you just have to live 24-7. All action, non-stop, on the go, with Latin passion. Mas Fuego. Get the fire. Mas Fuego is an entirely new concept in beverage technology. It's a drink that is full of caffeine that keeps you awake and makes you anxious.
Oh, it makes my boyfriend crazy. He's like a Latin bull, even though he's a Chinese. Tears me to pieces.
Now, that's some Latin passion. Mas Fuego. Synthesized Latin testosterone energy drink. Live life to the limit.
Just been listening to Great Gates Rock by Hen Gates and his Gators on the incredibly cheap and shoddy Master Seal label. Master Seal were not sold in record stores, but in drug stores and grocery shops and all kinds of places. The sharp eared amongst you may recognize that track anyway. It's actually the Freddie Mitchell Orchestra. It's Derby 793 from 1952 and was originally called Cold Heat. The Master Seal version has been a little bit messed about with, but it's easily recognisable, I think. Okay, here's somebody else who's perhaps not completely easily recognisable, but a very well-known artist. This is Eddie Bowe. He recorded in New Orleans in the 50s, and for Cosimo Matassa, of course. And he recorded this track. It's called Baby. Appeared on a single under the name of Little Bowe. It's Ace 501, and here it is.
Moves my soul, baby. Ooh, I love you.
Very slow fade there for Eddie Bow and Baby from 1955. Cajun spot this week is occupied by that King of Zydeco's Clifton Chenier, and this is Ton Nana on Ahuli. An impeccable version of Ton Nana there from Clifton Chenier on Ahuli. Next up is a lady better known for her gospel records. This is Winona Carr, usually known as Sister Winona Carr, but she wasn't above doing a few risque 45s, and this is one of them. This is from Specialty. Don't quite know the year, but it's pre-1959, and it's Ding Dong Daddy.
Ding dong, daddy.
I want a ding dong, daddy.
Ding dong, daddy.
I want a ding dong, bip bop, daddy.
Winona Carr and Ding Dong Daddy.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Yes, folks, it's that time for the week's challenging record. And this time it's Teresa Berry. She's on Ray Records. That's a label from Dayton, Virginia. I don't know what year it is, but Teresa Berry, she sounds about eight. And she's singing that her boyfriend has become an incorrigible alcoholic. Only in America. What's the bottle done to my baby? Yes, indeed. I wonder if Teresa ever grew up to be a jukebox boogie-woogie chick.
Yes, the jukebox boogie-woogie chick, trying to beat Nicholas Dick. All night you hang around here, trying to bum yourself a little bit. But you ain't even Nicholas Dick. So cool.
everybody to be your fool. You the one that need to be schooled and try to learn that golden rule. Cause you ain't even nickel slick. You just a jukebox boogie woogie chick. And when you learn what it's all about, that's the time you can jump and shout. Stop moving from side to side. We all dig that no good jive. Cause you ain't even nickel slick. You just a jukebox boogie woogie chick.
Snookum Russell and Jukebox Boogie Woogie Chick. That was on Sapphire 45301, recorded in New Orleans, and it's possible that that was the Dave Bartholomew Orchestra behind Snookum Russell there. Moving over to our second unissued track, inexplicably unissued. This is Boy Gilmore, and I Believe I'll Settle Down. It was recorded for Modern in 1952, a real classic. Boyd Gilmore, recorded in Memphis in 1952 for the Modern label, Believe I'll Settle Down. Now this is a familiar side, this is the Bobettes. I remember this track from when it first came out. This is the Bobettes and Mr. Lee. It's on Atlantic and it's from 1957.
My sweetie, Miss Lee. His name is Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. I met my sweetie, Miss Lee.
The Bobettes, a tough all-girl group from Spanish Harlem, New York. That song was originally written about a teacher they loathed and what they would like to do to him, but Atlantic encouraged the girls to rework the lyrics, and they had a hit on their hands. Ah, there's no accounting for taste. Well, you've been listening to The Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. I do hope you've enjoyed the show, and I hope that you'll tune in next week at the same time. In the meantime, I'm going to leave you with Ray Charles and The Right Time. You've been listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. See you next week.
Passing strangers once were friends.